Many seniors are eager for the COVID-19 vaccine, but traveling to a hospital or clinic can be a challenge for those who don't move around so well anymore. To solve this problem, one Philadelphia pharmacy is bringing shots directly to people's doors. But that effort is not always met with open arms. WHYY's Nina Feldman has this story of one senior housing building and its fight to find a shot.
Teresa Berry had big plans for the month of March.
My son's wife's having a baby, and I wanted to travel to Florida.
She wanted to make it in time for the gender reveal, but she knew she wasn't going to set foot on an airplane without a COVID-19 vaccine. So she started asking around.
I made the initial phone call to management and said, could we get it? I heard other senior places were getting it.
Berry lives in Cedars Village, a 64-unit, low-income, independent senior living facility in South Philly near the Italian Market.
And she said, well, I don't want strangers coming in from the outside. I said, well, it would just be us. I mean, nobody would know. We're not putting a sign outside. And she said, well, I thought about it. She said, and no. She said, and anyway, it's not my job to do that.
Berry was confused by that reaction and enlisted her friend and neighbor, Linda Harkins, to help. Harkins reached out to Centennial Pharmacy, a Philadelphia-based independent pharmacy that was bringing the vaccine to seniors to increase access.
And it couldn't have been any better, the way they had it set up. They said, all I have to do is come right to your door and we'll give you the vaccine. That would have been it.
Centennial's been doing this for about a month and has booked solid with two or three vaccination clinics at apartment buildings every day through June. Here's the pharmacy owner, Joseph Dombowski.
To bring these folks to our facility, it would be a real daunting task. So we're much better off if we come to them.
The residents connected the pharmacy with building management directly in hopes they could work out the details. But then they got a letter in their mailboxes from the building manager. It had a clip art image of a police officer on it with a stop sign.
The first one was like, stop, you know, don't give your information to anybody. Identity theft is real, and made it sound like we were trying to steal their identities.
Ingerman Management, the parent company for Cedars Village, said it tried to contact Centennial to verify details about the event, but couldn't reach them. Centennial's co-owner says she had a conversation with management and was told they weren't interested.
Our management called them up and said, yous are not allowed in our building. You don't step foot in our building, all this stuff.
Berry and Harkins weren't about to give up. They reached out to a church down the street and set the whole thing up there. Then came the second letter.
The second letter said, you have to assume all risk. So, of course, they're senior citizens. They're already, like, so scared of everything. So then they got scared about that.
But the residents kept at it. They eased their neighbors' fears, and on a Saturday in early March, had everybody walk over one floor at a time to get the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine at the church a block away.
Nobody social distancing. Old people, pay attention.
Olynthia Archie was one of them.
Last name was Archie, A-R-C-H-I-E, like in the comic book.
She'd been worried about catching COVID all year. Two of her neighbors had it and died. She says mostly she feels relief.
What's the first thing you're going to do now that you're vaccinated?
Oh, she didn't ask that one.
With some prompting, Archie said she was excited to get back to the shore.
Well, I go to Atlanta City, walk the boardwalk, shopping. Sometimes I stay there. I don't gamble. So I would love to do that.
In all, Centennial vaccinated more than 100 people at the church on Saturday. About half of them were from Cedars Village, and the rest were daycare providers or others affiliated with the church. Dombowski says he doesn't understand why the building made it so hard. He's used to property management companies practically begging his group to vaccinate their residents. At the fancier complexes, the building gets the paperwork in order, and the process is smooth.
I wish that the facility itself would have been a little bit more proactive with the residents. It's not fair to them.
Okay, so everybody's done.
Now, Berry probably won't get her second shot in time to make it to Florida before her grandbaby is born. But she booked the tickets for next month, and no one can stop her. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.
Anybody else have to get the